The most consequential surface in the developer experience. You have a branch with work on it. The work is good. Now you need to get it into main so the team can build on it, deploy it, and benefit from it. You could merge the branch yourself, locally, and push the result to the remote. On a solo project, that is exactly what you do. On a team project, that is almost never what you do. Instead, you open a pull request. A pull request is a proposal. I'd like to merge my branch into main. Please review and approve. It is a piece of UI on GitHub, or GitLab, or Bitbucket. They all have the same primitive with slightly different names. It is also a piece of culture, the place where review happens, where decisions get recorded, where the team agrees on what is shipping. If you ask experienced engineers what they spend most of their time on, writing code is rarely the top answer. Reviewing pull requests usually is. PRs are where engineering culture lives. They are the single most consequential surface in the developer experience. L6 is about doing them well, the mechanical flow, memorize this, everything else is style. The basic loop, every time, branch, create a feature branch off main, L5, do the work, commit with discipline, is L3, push the branch, run git push with the setup stream flag, -u, pushing your feature branch to origin. The setup stream flag records where this branch lives, so future git push calls know where to send commits. Open a PR. On GitHub's web UI, a banner appears. Recent pushes. Compare and pull request. Click it. Or navigate to the repo, click Pull Requests tab, click New Pull Request, pick your branch. Write the description, the most important step. We dedicate a whole section to this below. Request reviewers. GitHub suggests reviewers based on Git blame. Pick the right humans or the right code owners group. Most teams require at least one approval. Address review comments. Reviewers leave comments in line or as a top-level review. Respond to each. Push fixes as new commits on the same branch. The PR updates automatically. For requested changes, push the fix and mark the comment resolved, or reply with the rationale. Get approval. When the reviewer hits approve, the PR is mergeable, assuming CI passes. Merge. Click the merge button. Choose merge strategy, and next section. The PR closes. The branch is now part of main. Delete the branch. GitHub offers a delete branch button after merge. Click it. Branch hygiene from L5. That's the loop. Steps 4 and 6 are where craft matters most. Everything else is mechanics. Writing a PR description. The PR description is read by the reviewer, right now deciding whether to approve, future engineers debugging an issue 6 months from now, git blame to commit to linked PR to description, product managers tracking what shipped auditors verifying changes against tickets. Possibly an LLM summarizing the change log for a release notes page 5 audiences. 3 minutes of writing on your end. Hours of saved time over the lifetime of the PR. The canonical structure used by Stripe, GitHub itself, the Linux kernel, most mature open source projects. Optional sections. Add when relevant. Two examples worth studying. Example A, small bug fix. Example B, larger feature. Both examples follow the same structure. Both respect the reviewer's time. Both leave a paper trail that is useful 6 months from now. The three merge strategies and when to use each. When you click merge, GitHub gives you three options. They produce visually different histories. Merge commit, a new merge commit, shown as M in the diagram, is created on main with two parents, the last main commit doi d and the last feature commit f. All feature commits are preserved. The merge is explicit in history. Squash. Feature commits e and f are combined into a single new commit s on main. The original feature commits are not on main. They exist only on the now deleted feature branch. Main has a clean, linear history. Rebase, feature commits E and F are replayed on top of main as new commits E and F. No merge commit, linear history with all commits preserved. This is the most aggressive history rewriting option. Choose merge commit when. The branch represents a meaningful unit of work that should be visible as a unit in history. The branch's individual commits are well-crafted and worth preserving. The team values explicit merge points, release branches, long-lived features. Choose squash when the branch has messy WIP commits, WIP fix tests, more WIP that aren't worth preserving. The team wants linear history but doesn't want to rebase. The PR is small enough that the entire change is one logical unit. This is the most common choice for short-lived feature branches in modern teams. Choose rebase when the team explicitly wants linear history with all commits preserved. The branch's commits are individually clean and meaningful. Everyone on the team understands rebase. It has edge cases covered in L12. The decision in practice, most teams default to squash for feature PRs. The cleanup of WIP commits is welcome. The linear history is easier to read. The single commit per PR mapping is auditable. Some teams prefer merge commits for the explicit visibility. Rebase is a power user choice that needs team buy-in. The discipline. Pick one default, document it, follow it. Switching merge strategies mid-team is the source of subtle history confusion that costs days of debugging later. Code review etiquette, as the author. You wrote code. You opened a PR. Reviewers will read your code. Here is how to make that better for both of you. Before you request review, read your own diff. Catch the typos, the leftover debug print statements, the things you can fix without a reviewer's eyes. The PR description above is the contract. If you read your own diff and the contract is wrong, fix the contract. Run the tests locally. Don't make the reviewer find broken tests for you. Self-review the diff. Add comments on your own PR explaining things that are non-obvious. I went with X here instead of Y because of Z preempts the reviewer's question. When review comments come in, respond to every comment. Even good catch fixed in followed by the commit hash. Silence on a comment looks like avoidance. For comments you disagree with, explain your reasoning. Don't dismiss without explanation. I think X is actually safer here because is a conversation. No, I want it this way is not. Push fixes as new commits, not as force pushes during review. Force pushing mid-review destroys the reviewer's ability to see what changed since my last review. Squash at merge time, not during review. Don't take it personally. Review feedback is on the code, not on you. Even when phrased poorly. See as the reviewer below for the flip side. When you disagree, disagreement is fine. Disagreement without explanation is not. If you and the reviewer can't resolve a disagreement in 2 to 3 rounds of comments, take it to a synchronous conversation, video call, hallway, Slack DM. Async disagreement loops are where engineering culture sours. Lean on principles, not preferences. I prefer X is weak. X is better because of specific reason is a real argument. Code review etiquette as the reviewer. You were asked to review someone's PR. They are waiting for you. Here is how to do this well. Respond promptly. Within 1 business day for normal PRs. Within hours for urgent ones. If you genuinely can't review for several days, say so explicitly. Suggest another reviewer. Don't just sit on it. Slow reviews cost more than slow code. A PR that sits for a week has a 50-50 chance of becoming irrelevant by the time it gets attention. Review the code, not the person. This function is hard to follow is review feedback. You always make functions hard to follow is performance feedback in the wrong forum. Stick to the diff. Bring patterns to one-on-ones. Be specific. "Consider using X" is helpful. "This isn't great" is not. If you can't articulate what's wrong specifically, you're probably not ready to leave the comment yet. Sit with it, come back, be specific. Distinguish blocking from non-blocking. Many teams use prefix conventions, NIT, style preference, not blocking. Suggestion, consider this. Question, asking for clarification. Blocking must be addressed before merge. Without prefixes, authors can't tell what holds up the merge. Tag your comments. A reviewer who blocks on every preference burns trust with authors fast. Approve when good enough, not perfect. The bar for approval is, "This code is safe to merge," not "This code is exactly how I would have written it." If your concerns are non-blocking, approve with comments. Don't withhold approval for style preferences. Withholding approval is a real cost on team velocity. Reserve it for blocking concerns. When you can't approve in the first round, say so explicitly. Leaving comments, we'll re-review after fixes. Don't just request changes silently. The author needs to know what would unblock approval. The PR as institutional memory principle. A merged PR is a permanent record. 6 months from now, someone will run git blame on a line of code, find a commit, find the PR linked from the commit message, and read your PR description to understand what was happening. Optimize for that reader. They have a question your PR description should answer. Why does this code exist? A good PR description is the answer to that question. It tells the future debugger what the code does, so they can confirm the bug they're chasing is or isn't related. Why the code exists, so they understand the constraint. What was considered and rejected, so they don't waste time reevaluating those options. Where to look for context? Linked ticket, design doc, customer report. A bad PR description. Fix login bug forces the future debugger to read every line of the diff, then guess at intent, then ask around. That guessing is hours of team time, repeated for every future debugger of every line in the PR. The investment in good PR descriptions pays off slowly but compounds. Teams that take PR descriptions seriously have institutional memory that survives turnover. Teams that don't accumulate, "What does this code do?" tax on every future investigation. Common PR anti-patterns and why they hurt. These are the patterns that erode team velocity quietly. Recognize them. The mega PR. Thousands of lines, dozens of files. Reviewers cannot meaningfully review it. They either rubber stamp it, review is fake, or refuse to engage with it. PR stalls for weeks. Fix, break into logical units. A 200-300 line PR is the sweet spot. The unrelated changes PR. I fixed the login bug and refactored the auth module and updated 3 dependencies. Each change is reasonable individually. Together, the PR is unreviewable, and any future revert affects all 3. Fix. 1 PR per logical change. The PR with no description. Title only. Reviewer has to read every line, plus git history, plus Slack scrollback to understand intent. Multiply this by 30 PRs per week per team. Fix. Spend 3 minutes on the description. The PR that updates over time without resummarizing. Initial scope was X. Over 5 rounds of review, it ballooned to X plus Y plus Z. The original description still says X. The merge ships Y and Z without anyone explicitly acknowledging it. Fix. Update the description as scope changes. Or close and open a new PR if scope expanded too much. The PR that includes generated code in the diff. Lock files, build artifacts, generated client SDKM. Reviewers can't tell what's handwritten and what's machine-generated. Fix. Move generated artifacts to a separate path. Add them to the .gjtignore file if they shouldn't be tracked. Structure the PR so the handwritten changes are inspectable. The PR with no tests. Reviewer has to either trust the author or manually verify. Both options waste reviewer time. Fix. Test with the code in the same PR. Exception. Well-documented spikes. Experiments that are explicitly not for production. The PR opened on Friday at 5 p.m. The author goes offline. The reviewer reviews Monday morning. The author addresses Monday afternoon. The PR merges Tuesday. A two-day chain on what could have been a 30-minute conversation. Fix, time PRs for when you can engage with review. The I'll just merge it myself PR. Author approves their own PR, bypassing review. Sometimes legitimate, config tweak, single author project, but often a habit that erodes the review culture. Fix. If review is being skipped routinely, the team has a process gap, not a one PR gap. A note for experienced developers. The PR workflow looks like overhead until you've experienced what its absence costs. If you came from a commit straight to main culture, some smaller teams, some open source projects in their pre-popular phase, the PR overhead can feel like ceremony. It is until the team grows past 2 to 3 people, or you ship something that breaks production, or you onboard a new engineer who needs to learn the code base by reading PR history. If you came from a corporate everything blocked by review boards culture, some larger enterprises, modern PRs probably feel lightweight. They are. The goal is async, fast, focused review, not multi-day approval committees. If your team's PRs are starting to feel committee-like, that's a process drift worth correcting. The PR primitive is the same everywhere. The culture around it differs. Watch for the culture, not just the mechanic. A useful frame for managers and technical product managers. 5 observations worth carrying to non-engineering conversations. First, PRs are the unit of legible change for the engineering organization. When you ask, "What shipped this week?" the answer is, "These PRs merged." This 1-1 mapping, PR to shipped change, is what makes engineering velocity tractable to measure and communicate. Second, PR review time is the most undermeasured productivity tax in most engineering organizations. If your team's average PR sits for 3 days waiting for review, that's not 3 days of one engineer's time. It's 3 days of context switching, lost momentum, and parallel pressure on every other in-flight PR. Reducing review time is one of the highest leverage process improvements available. Third, the quality of PR descriptions predicts how much "what does this code do" debt your code base will accumulate. Teams with thoughtful PR descriptions can answer, "Why does line 47 exist?" in minutes. Teams without can take hours per investigation. Multiply by every investigation over the code base's lifetime. The compounding cost is enormous. Fourth, the choice of merge strategy is a real decision worth getting right early. Switching from merge commit to squash mid-team is a culture migration, not a checkbox change. If you're starting a new repo or project, pick the default and stick with it. Fifth, code review is leadership development. Reviewers who give specific, kind, principled feedback grow into the engineering leaders of the future. Reviewers who block on style preferences or fail to explain their reasoning do not. If you manage engineers, the quality of their review comments is a leading indicator of their leadership trajectory. For technical product managers specifically, if engineering tells you a feature will ship after review, that's typically 1 to 3 days of latency on top of the actual implementation time. Asking, "What's the bottleneck on review?" sometimes uncovers that the team has 12 PRs sitting open while everyone codes new things. Visible team-wide PR queues are an artifact PMs can usefully advocate for. A foreshadowing note for phase 4. In phase 4, multi-agent teams, PRs become the integration point between human and AI work. The pattern that's emerging: an AI agent works on a branch, just like a human developer. The agent opens a PR with a description. A human reviewer reads the PR and approves, requests changes, or rejects it. the agent addresses review comments by pushing fixes. The human merges when satisfied. This pattern works because PRs are the standard integration surface. An AI agent that produces a PR is legible to the team's existing review culture. An AI agent that commits directly to main is not. The discipline you build in L6, small PRs, clear descriptions, prompt review, scales directly to AI co-authored code. The same patterns work. The same anti-patterns hurt. L13, L16 cover the specifics of multi-agent workflows, work trees, branch coordination, AI-driven PRs. The PR primitive itself is the same. What you can do now. By the end of L6, you can open a pull request from a feature branch on GitHub. Write a PR description with the canonical structure. What, why, how tested, notes. Choose between merge, squash, rebase, merge strategies based on context. Give code review that is specific, kind, and principled. Receive code review without taking it personally. Recognize the 8 common PR anti-patterns and explain why each erodes velocity. Treat PR descriptions as institutional memory that compounds over time. You have built the bridge from solo work, phase 1, to two-person collaboration, phase 2. The next 2 lessons cover the edge cases that two-person collaboration produces: merge conflicts, L7, and remotes, forks, L8. What's next in phase 2? L7. Merge conflicts. What happens when two branches both modified the same lines, and how to resolve calmly L8 remotes and forks. The difference between local and remote branches, how origin and upstream work, the fork-based contribution model. By the end of phase 2, you can collaborate with one other person on a real project. Phase 3 covers production team workflows. Voice anchor, carried from L1 plus L2 plus L3 plus L4 plus ELV. Git stores snapshots. Every other command is just navigating those snapshots. A pull request is a proposal to merge one set of snapshots into another. Review is the conversation about whether to accept the proposal. Merging is the moment the proposal becomes part of the main snapshot graph. The mechanics are different on each platform: GitHub versus GitLab versus Bitbucket. The primitive is the same.